This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A county sheriff in New York said Saturday Governor Andrew Cuomo could face misdemeanor charges if investigators substantiate a criminal complaint accusing the governor of groping an aide last year. The complaint filed this week is the first known instance where a woman has made an official report with a law enforcement agency over alleged misconduct by the Democratic governor. Cuomo's lawyer has said the allegation was fabricated. The governor has faced renewed calls to step down after an independent investigation overseen by the state attorney general's office concluded he sexually harassed 11 women and worked to retaliate against one of his accusers. New York state lawmakers plan to meet Monday to discuss the possibility of impeachment proceedings against Cuomo. Nearly two-thirds of the legislative body have already said they favor an impeachment trial if he won't resign. Thai police fired tear gas and rubber bullets Saturday at hundreds of protesters in Bangkok demanding political reform and calling for a change to the country's coronavirus vaccination program. Demonstrators defied restrictions on public gatherings introduced as Thailand battles its worst outbreak of the virus to call for the prime minister to quit. The Thai government has come under fire for the sluggish rollout of COVID vaccinations, and protesters also demanded it start using mRNA shots such as Pfizer and Moderna rather than China's Sinovac. The 500 or so protesters were vastly outnumbered by police, who said earlier they plan to deploy nearly 6,000 officers to tackle the rally. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Thousands of people marched in Paris and other French cities Saturday during a fourth consecutive week of protest against COVID-19 health passes that everyone in the country will need shortly to enter cafes, trains, and other venues. The demonstrations came 2 days after France's Constitutional Council upheld most provisions of a new law that expands locations where health passes are needed to enter. Starting Monday, the pass will be required in France to access cafes, restaurants, long-distance travel, and in some cases, hospitals. It was already in place for places like movie theaters, concert halls, and theme parks with a capacity for more than 50 people. France is registering over 21,000 new confirmed virus cases daily, a steep climb from 1 month ago. More than 112,000 people with the virus have died. But over 36 million people in France, about 54% of the population, are fully vaccinated, and at least 7 million have gotten their first shot since Macron announced the health pass on July 12th. A growing number of European countries have started implementing virus pass requirements, each with slightly different rules. Italy's green pass took effect on Friday. Denmark pioneered vaccine passes with little resistance. In Austria, the pass is needed to enter restaurants, theaters, hotels, sports facilities, and hairdressers. In Germany, protests in Berlin last weekend prompted violent clashes with police. Wildfires rampaged through Greek forests for yet another day Saturday, threatening homes and triggering more evacuations, a day after hundreds of people were evacuated off beaches by ferries in a dramatic overnight rescue. Dozens of fires burned across the country Saturday, blazes that one official described as, quote, a biblical catastrophe. Scores of homes, businesses, and farms have been burnt over the last week in fires that broke out during Greece's most intense heat wave in 3 decades. One massive fire advanced through a national park north of Athens that features some of the last substantial forests near the Greek capital. The blaze sent choking smoke across Athens, where authorities set up a hotline for residents with breathing problems. More than 100 fires have broken out across the country over the past few days. Most were quickly tamed, but several rapidly burned out of control, consuming homes and causing untold ecological damage. And India on Saturday achieved a significant milestone in one of the largest vaccination drives in the world. It announced they'd administered 500 million COVID-19 doses in 208 days. India opened up free vaccination for adults starting June 21st. Vaccinated 8 million that day alone, with numbers trending down since then. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.